Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Two dudes talking
about The Bachelor. So the good news is there are only three bachelorettes left on this season of The Bachelor. The bad news is, for whatever reason, there are still like 18 more episodes.
No, there's how is only that? Four.
Well, it feels like 18 dog years, I guess.
Right?
Mark, welcome back, pal.
Hi, how are you?
Finally, things got a tad interesting. And when I say a tad, that's like a ticker tape parade for Colton. Interesting is a huge review for him, because it was the girls taking Colton home to meet their parents episode, which is always interesting.
The thing I didn't like... Can we just dive right into it right now?
Sure, Mark. Do it.
The thing I don't like about last night's show that he did was that he asked all the fathers permission to marry their daughter.
That is his thing. He said since the show began, he will not be engaged to any of them unless he gets their father's blessing. The word permission seems
antiquated.
Yeah.
Okay. A
blessing. Or just show them the respect of I'm planning on asking your daughter to marry me.
Right.
And I don't think anything's wrong with that. Jessica, you said there are people who have a problem with that.
Well, they had the problem with the permission part, because it's like you're asking. It's like the woman's a piece of property. Back in the day, the permission was because she was the dad's piece of property, and so it's better to ask for their blessing.
If they ever choose to get married, whoever they marry, I would love it if they would come to me and have a conversation beforehand.
But
my brother-in-law flew my dad out to New York to have a conversation with
him. Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I just think it's a respectful thing. Maybe it's an Italian thing. I think it's a respectful thing.
Nah, I think it's cool that they do it. But the problem I have is that he's dating four women.
Exactly.
He's dating four women, and he's meeting the dads for the first time. They've been, like, it's like a dinner over at their house.
Yeah.
Hey, I like your daughter. I might love her. I'm dating three other women. Can I marry her?
Yeah, right.
Just in case I pick her, because that makes a dad feel good. Yeah. Your daughter's in the running. I'm not sure if I'm going to pick her.
Right. Like,
but just in case I do.
I'll let you know next week after Fantasy Suites.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So any father here listening would say, yeah, dump the other three. But they don't.
No.
Except one, the Taisha's father was like...
He was the best.
It's premature.
His response was like, dude, I barely know you.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
You know, and he's like, uh-oh. You know.
And Colton's reaction was priceless.
No.
I wasn't expecting this.
Come on.
Let's switch gears now and talk about the Southern Belle Hannah that takes him to an etiquette class. Is that Hannah?
Yeah, it was
Takes
Hannah.
Him to an etiquette class so he can learn posture and how he can learn to butter a piece of bread.
Right.
I'm sorry. If I'm sitting at a table and a woman's telling me to rip a piece of roll and then butter a bread, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Well, I guess that's the way they do it in the South. They don't do that here, because I just take the whole thing like a big old tennis ball and shove it in my face.
Which is why you are a ladies' man.
That's right.
All right, so...
Next week, it looks like we finally get to see the jumping of the fence.
Whose house that is?
We've only been promised the jumping over the wall part since the first episode.
Right.
Oh. Since before that was like the preview for the season. He's like, he's going to jump a fence and it's going to be dramatic. And that's all I've wanted all season.
Wouldn't it be great if the father chasing him out of the house? I will kill you if you touch my daughter.
That would be funny.
That would be the best.
Wouldn't it be great?
Be the best.
Fantasy Suites, wouldn't it be great as he's running away from one of the chicks? I don't want to have sex!
Yeah, maybe he's not. Has anyone ever figured that one out yet? Maybe Colton's on the wrong show.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well,
then there's
maybe.
That.
I'm just saying. That would be an episode I'd watch.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I can't marry you because I'm into Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
That would be the best Bachelor. That would be the most dramatic Bachelor ever.
Right. That would be.
So there's still four complete episodes
left. Yes.
But it's only 2 weeks, John.
It's only 2 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then you get a break until Bachelorette.
Thanks, Mark.
See ya. Two dudes
talking about The Bachelor. Meanwhile, it brings an interesting question to mind.
Mm-hmm.
is it is improper the right word?
I was going to say antiquated. Old school doesn't need to be done anymore.
To ask for a father's permission or a blessing for his daughter's hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. Jessica, you are 100% saying no.
I mean, definitely not permission. I mean, blessing I can understand. I don't think it's, sure. You have to. But permission, it just sounds so old school and like women are property and just brings that really terrible.
I think it's a respect thing. I happen to think. I mean, and the funny thing is, every person in this room who is married, all three women, Jess, Tanya, Tammy, nobody had their father involved in asking mm-hmm. for their blessing. Mm-hmm. None of your guys' husbands did that. Mm-hmm. Tanya's father's no longer with us, and her husband, by the way, he wins best husband. He went to her mother and her brothers.
Oh,
so Tanya, you got yourself a keeper there. Right. Is he busy? He's a sweet guy, you know. Well, I'll have a steak with him once.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.